The Canadian film The Barbarian Invasions has enjoyed considerable critical acclaim. Last year, director Denis Arcand won the Cannes Film Festival for Best Screenplay, and this year the movie has been nominated for two Academy Awards, including Best Foreign Language Film, which Oscar watchers say it's favored to win. Richard Reynolds recently spoke with Arcand and has this report from Toronto.
The story of the barbarian invasions began 17 years ago with another film called The Decline of the American Empire. Like Barbarian Invasions, it was a small-budget film from the Canadian province of Quebec by director Denis Arcand. Decline enjoyed great critical success in the United States, but even more remarkable for a French-language film, some box office success. But Arcand insists this is not really a sequel, although it has most of the same characters played by the same actors.
I wanted to make this film about someone facing his own death. And I was coming up with these dreary and desperate, bleak scripts that I hated, basically. And I didn't want to do that kind of film. A film that I wouldn't care to go and see as a film goer myself. And then the thought struck me, what if I went back to these characters?
The essential story is simple enough. The central character, Rémi, is dying. His son returns to Montreal and proceeds to get all his father's friends together to send him off. In this scene, Rémi is in the hospital, being visited by a doctor. The interesting twist is that he's high on heroin, secured by his son to ease his pain.
Prenez une grande respiration. Il y a toujours des douleurs ici?
Ah, ouais.
Oui. Des soucis?
Non, c'est oui.
C'est rien d'insupportable.
Ah, mon Dieu, non.
So, what about that title? Arcand certainly has a taste for grandiose and metaphorical titles, but they always mean something.
You're always the barbarian of somebody. The term was invented by the Greeks, so they thought they were civilized, and the rest of the world was, the barbarians were out there at the borders. So you're always the barbarian of somebody. The barbarians are the others, the ones that you don't know, the ones that are a menace.
Arcand draws out that analogy endlessly throughout the film. Rémi's son is a barbarian because he doesn't embrace his father's intellectualism. Terrorists are barbarians, and there is a scene that features one of the planes flying into the World Trade Center. But America itself is also a barbarian in this film, its economic power, its overwhelming culture, and its political power.
The main political fact of our time is the absolute preeminence and power of the United States of America. They rule the world.
Arcand is not obviously anti-American, but his critical view of America's role in the world permeates many of his films. Arcand writes or adapts all his own scripts, so the thinking is his alone. However, there are few of any direct references to America. Instead, Arcand wraps his messages in tightly written metaphors and allegories which come up constantly. The ongoing battle between the son, who makes lots of money but doesn't read books, and Rémi, the university professor, is a metaphor for the battle between market-driven culture and old-world intellectual values.
To a man whose entire life has been books, ideologies, ideas, this son is a barbarian, of course. And the old man sees himself as the last bastion of Western civilization.
Arcand seems to like these sort of contrasts, which represent something beyond the normal interpersonal relations. His films are about ideas, not about human interaction. Rémi Girard is the actor who plays Rémi in the film.
For sure, he is an intellectual, but at the meantime, he has the talent to tell intellectual things in a way that everybody can understand and can laugh at or be touched by this. And I think it's a special talent he has as a writer.
Arcand does appear to write simple stories, but this can be deceiving, as Bart Testa, film lecturer at the University of Toronto and a longtime student of Arcand's work, explains.
You begin to notice that what Arcand likes to do, and he does it in several films, most famously in Decline of the American Empire, is to gather a group of people together. And while the characters are, to one degree or another, fairly fully formed and written, they're also characters who represent social types. They are, first of all, ideas, and only secondly, I think, are they psychologies, as we ordinarily understand characters. He uses this format so that, in fact, his films are remarkably intellectual.
Arcand is widely considered to be one of Canada's most intellectual filmmakers. Most observers believe he never really got over the intellectual enthusiasm of his student days. He's also very much a child of Quebec, the only French-speaking part of Canada and a province with a tumultuous political history over the past 40 years.
He was an historian that was, in a sense, born and raised intellectually within the context of the Quiet Revolution in Quebec. And the Quiet Revolution was that moment in Quebec when the province declared its own cultural independence and began to work toward the formulation, the articulation of its identity as an urban, self-conscious, critically aware society.
The Quiet Revolution helped to create a vibrant Quebec culture that simply didn't exist before. Arcand is a member of that generation of Quebec artists, filmmakers, playwrights, and authors that put Quebec on the map culturally. But some say they've noticed a shift in Arcand's movie-making with this current film. While Barbarian Invasions has been well-reviewed in general, it has been criticized for being overly sentimental. Arcand readily admits this.
This one is extremely emotional. This one I shot with tears in my eyes in certain scenes, and this sounds maudlin or mawkish. It is a fact that we did this with our hearts on our sleeve.
The actor, Rémy Girard, also felt the sentimentality was appropriate.
Tears, sentiment, to be touched by something, it's also a barbarian invasion for everybody.
The film has been hugely popular in Quebec. It is still being screened in Canadian mainstream cinemas almost a year after its release in French. With Academy Award nominations for Best Original Screenplay and Best Foreign Film, it's likely to get a boost in American movie markets as well. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Michelle Kellerman.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can now purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program and have them delivered to you online. Visit our website, npr.org. This is NPR.